With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. A public safety alert's been issued after a pack of wild dogs and coyotes attacked a person southwest of London. It happened around 3:45 Saturday morning on Nicholas Road on the Oneida Nation of the Thames First Nation. A 32-year-old was taken to hospital with serious injuries. Police say the investigation is in its early stages. They're reminding the public to never approach, turn your back on, or run from a coyote. Instead, you should stand tall, make lots of noise, and back away slowly. Unattended cooking is behind an early morning apartment fire in London. Fire crews were called to the high-rise on Grenfell Drive east of Adelaide just after 6 this morning. The blaze was contained to a unit on the 7th floor. No injuries were reported. The Dorchester Road Bridge over the 401 east of London is no more. The highway was shut down for 16 hours over the weekend for the bridge's demolition. Work to construct the new four-lane bridge and reconfigured interchange will take until June 2025. Drivers can expect additional overnight closures at Dorchester Road this summer. The strike continues at Western. The university's roughly 2,000 graduate teaching assistants walked off the job Thursday. Since then, there have been no plans for the two sides to meet. Pickets set up at campus entrances are causing traffic delays, particularly on Richmond and Western Road. You could see a little bit more money in your bank account today if you filed your taxes by mid-March. The first of four installments of the 2024 Canada Carbon Rebate is being delivered. For those who filed their taxes after March 15th, you'll have to wait until June or July for the cash. The rebate is meant to offset what people pay in carbon pricing and is an incentive to cut fuel use. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.